Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Leader. Today we're giving you some bonus content taken from our business show, How to Be a CEO. An opportunity to hear from the most powerful people behind some of the world's biggest brands. This is a cut-down version of the full episode. To hear the full thing, hit the link in the show notes. Find a new episode of How to Be a CEO every Monday morning, and why not give it a rate and follow whilst you're there? Now, let's begin.
When you loudly launch a company saying it's going to be the best at what it does, you'd better learn how to sell it.
They're like, this guy's hustling a lot, because I would be on the street asking people to come in and I would tell them what they should wear and how they should buy. I really should be a sales associate. I'd be an expensive one, but I would do well. Hustling is everything, man. Ask them downstairs or wherever we are in the store. I think hustling is key.
This is an invitation to meet Erik Torstensson, the co-founder of Frame, a fashion firm set up in 2012 to create the perfect pair of skinny jeans. Last year, it had 16 stores in places like New York, Aspen, Boston, and now it's just opened in London.
I was just here today and made about 20 changes. So I do think stores are, it's like a website. It's an organic being. It's like you start off, like now where this store is a child. It's kind of like it's maybe just moving into puberty next week. And, you know, in 3 months, it will hit some kind of young adulthood.
So this is a story about big ambitions, big claims, and how to back them up.
You know, I was here since 12 o'clock today. I changed the window display 8 times because I walked outside, hanging jeans, walked back out. Is this the right jeans? No, it's not the right jeans. I love being in our stores.
I'm David Marsden from the Evening Standard. Now, speaking to Erik Torstensson is a bit like talking to a whirlwind with his arms flying around as fast as his words are coming out. But maybe that's how you succeed in the notoriously fast-moving, brutal world of fashion. Frame has just opened its new store in London, and when we go to meet Erik there, I'm intrigued about its location. Here we are in your brand new store, just opened a week at the time of recording. We're on Draycott Avenue. You've got Sloane Square just over the road. This is Fashion Central in London. You're making a statement just by being on this street, aren't you, Erik?
I hope so. I think it's a statement for us to, one, open a store in London where the brand was born, even though it was made in LA. And two, this is my neighborhood. I lived here for 10 years. And I think the statement is not so much being in the fashion center, but it's very much about this concept I have for our new stores, which is, I call them neighborhood flagships. So it's the super brands, the Louis Vuittons and Hermes and Chanel, often have very big stores on very obvious streets that are the best, that being Bond Street in London or Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. Frame is a smaller brand with a, you know, more approachable price point. And I want to be where our customer lives. And in London, they live here. I want them to feel that they're coming to someone they know and recognize. I want it to be small and cozy is the wrong word, but familiar. So in reverse, usually brands that are small stores, they don't spend so much money on. My strategy is to do neighborhood flagships where we do ultimate execution, but at a small footprint. And then I have a secondary store concept, which is where our clients go for vacation and travel. So say Aspen or Palm Beach. There we do unique experiences for what that location is. So Aspen, we have a big chrome mountain in the store and mushroom wood on the walls that looks like a cabin.
Are you in the fashion industry allowed to be environmentally conscious? It's a massive thing in fashion right now. People are talking about sustainability, the impact of fashion on the world.
I don't think we're allowed to save the world, because I don't think we can, because per definition, we are making products that can never be 100% sustainable. What we're allowed to do, I believe, is to try to be the best global citizen we can be. Just like I want to be a good person. I think about the environment in the selections I do in my personal life. And I believe as a friend to the world, if I'm honest, I would say I can be your friend. Sometimes I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to try my best to be a nice guy, right? Like, and I think I'm a nice guy. And I think I'm a nice boss or whatever it might be. But sometimes I will do wrong. And I think that's honest and real. And frame, when it comes to sustainability, I think should have the same position. I think we do. We have to lead by example in what we do. We have done so much more than we ever talk about. We are making efforts now, and sometimes we communicate them. And that is actually not to market them as they are great commercial opportunities for us. It is more for educating our consumer, but also the rest of the industry, that it can be done and can be tried to be done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've launched this Pure range, which is an effort, and quite a big effort, to try and do things differently. Just explain to me, and for listeners at home listening to this, what is Pure? How does it make a difference?
Yeah, it's quite easy. Being in the denim industry, which we are and have been since the start, is one of the worst when it comes to fashion manufacturing. It traditionally used a lot of toxic materials and energy to achieve the wash that you want from jeans. Jeans starts as a raw wash, is very dark, and everything you see with holes in it or washed down, they look like you wore them for 10 years, takes an enormous amount of energy and specifically water. So jeans effectively have mainly three problems. One, it uses a lot of water that we pollute because you use bleach and so forth in it. Two, it has hardware on them that is hard to therefore recycle the whole item. And three, for stretch jeans, it's not just cotton. It's hard to recycle the materials that is used for stretch. So we've done two big projects, actually. One before we launched Pure, that was called Biodegradable, which we developed the fabric where you can actually put them in the ground. We have hardware, therefore, that is screwed on that you can screw off, and you cut out the zipper, and that's good. The second project, then, is Pure, that we just launched. And effectively, there we dealt with the use of water. So it ends up being 1.2 liters of water instead of 80 liters of water for one pair of jeans. And then the critic, which often there are people, will say like, oh, but there's a certain amount of water in the world. It goes round and round. But the difference here is that it's much less, 98% less water that becomes polluted. And however much you clean that, it never becomes as good as it was from the beginning. The other thing one should say that all brands have, because I think being honest about sustainability is the most important thing. Our destiny is often with the manufacturers and fabric makers and so forth. We don't have our own factories. So as they have started become much better, it's our job to pick the right people to work with. That is not always the cheapest, not always the closest, and so forth. But it's difficult because sometimes you find someone far away, and then you have to ship the fabric and the jeans, for example, for them to make it. So it's. I think I guess my message is like, it's not easy. We need to try. We need to try our best. But the math of it is complicated and not always what meets the eye.
This is 10 years now since you guys set this up. Have you achieved everything you wanted to do by this point?
No. Quite the opposite. I think the team has achieved amazing things. I don't think I have achieved anything near or what I can see that we can do now. I have never been more excited about Frame and our journey than I am right now, actually. Maybe has a little bit to do with like the first 6 or 7 years, myself and Jens, who started this company, we had other jobs. This is our side business. We lived in London and this was run out of LA. And I think we've done many other things on the side in a way. Now Jens is focusing on some of our other brands that we're involved in, and I'm solely focusing on Frame since 2 years. So I'm like, it's like I was training once a week for the previous years, and now I'm like in camp, full swing. So yeah, I'm just getting started. The real disruptors are not in fashion.
What is the future for Frame? You're back here in London now. Are we going to be seeing more Frame stores popping up? Maybe in other places?
Yeah, retail is a big part of our future strategy. Our stores are doing really well. So we're sitting in the first one in the UK right now, in London, of course, in Brompton Cross on Drakewood Avenue. I have just signed the lease for a second one in London. There will also be a neighborhood flagship like this one in an area where I think our customers live and we can service them.
Thinking just back to the very first question we spoke about there, you said that you used to live around here. You wanted to create a store for the people that live around here. Did you create the store for you?
For my girlfriend, at least.
This has been an invitation to meet Erik Torstensson of Frame. But as always, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Let's do it again. We're back on Monday morning. But if you hit follow or subscribe, we'll leave the door open for you to just drop in whenever you like.